For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Okay, welcome to Espresso Hour.
Oh, I like that.
You
should
like
we call
that?
That? Should we call the episode Espresso Hour?
Should we make... No, because people are going to be like, what is it?
Anyways.
I do want to introduce... Like, cheers. I feel like in our family... Oh, cheers. In our family of currently two, in the future more.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
many
like it would
more.
Be it would be cute to have like snack hour. Or like where we all have like a little snackies and stuff.
Snack hour, I mean... Don't most family? No, we have a snack drawer, not snack hour.
Yeah, but it would be cute to have like a snack hour where it's like we all just like have little snacks together.
I don't know if that's healthy.
No, like popcorn. It can be like yogurt. It can be like healthy snacks.
Candy.
Who has yogurt as a snack?
If you're wondering, the what I'm drinking right now.
Yeah, what? Tell us what you're drinking right now.
Yeah, so my beverage at the moment is a macchiato.
I didn't make you a macchiato.
Yeah, you did. Oh, a cortado. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
a cortado.
There you go.
Yeah. If you guys don't know what a cortado is two shots of espresso, maybe more if you desire. And then and just steam milk on top.
Yeah, but it's the proportions. It's like equal parts milk to coffee.
Yes.
So usually like it's 2 ounces of espresso and then you add 2 ounces of milk on
sometimes
top.
Sometimes 3 ounces is okay as well.
Yeah, I like mine like more like that.
Yeah.
And then I also have this. This is like kind of a bigger version of yours.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's an 8 ounce latte.
No.
It's also a cortado, but like just a little bit extra milk.
Yeah. Anyways, and the reason why I wanted this espresso, initially I wanted to just like get a espresso shot. But let me be honest. I don't know how people just do straight up espresso shots.
Yeah, I don't think.
I tried. If for some reason it sounds cool. Can I just get a double espresso? It's like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
They give it to you like sometimes.
Like you're about to do
like,
some business today.
They give it to you sometimes like a side of sparkling water. It's like so fancy.
Yeah. But one time I tried it, I went into a coffee shop. I was like, yeah, just double espresso.
You felt so cool.
I felt good. I felt like I was grown, you know?
Oh my God.
But oh boy, that shit is not easy. I feel like you just gotta like you don't really sip on it.
You know the only
Oh
time,
actually you do.
I was gonna say you do sip on it.
You don't chug
you don't
it.
Take like a shot, like if it's vodka.
Yeah.
The only time that I drink espresso is actually after dinner with dessert at a restaurant. That's the only time. And somehow it's not bad. Like I can drink it and I actually like it. Like if we get like when we went out to dinner to that Italian place for our anniversary
mm-hmm.
and then we got some like dessert at the end and then mine was kind of like a cake thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just asked like, can I have some espresso on the
I
side?
I feel like it has to
and
go with something.
So well.
It has to go with something sweet. Ooh, you know
yeah.
what? You know what espresso really works well with? Banana bread.
Banana bread. I mean, I feel like it works with anything sweet. Like anything sweet.
Yo, if you listen to this, banana bread is probably. If I go to a coffee shop, if you listen to this right now, if you go to a coffee shop and you see banana bread, zucchini bread, or pumpkin bread. Just think of me because that is my favorite thing
Yoni
in the
is
world.
The bread, the sweet bread guy.
Yeah. So next time you go to a coffee shop, take a picture of whatever bread they have there and send it to me on my Instagram DM. I will appreciate that.
What's funny is we right before we started recording the podcast, we were like, we need some energy and we're still drinking the coffee. So that's why maybe the energy might feel like a little low. I don't know. We just
speak for yourself.
Speak for myself. Okay. Yeah. But welcome back to the What's Just podcast. Let's like bring it up. You know, my name is Ali Zaitzai. I'm one of your hosts. Welcome to the show.
My name is Yoni Ikoto, the favorite host in the world still.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And I'm trying this new thing with my hair, you know.
I like it.
I just like, I had my hair is like kind of dirty, so I couldn't really wear it down without like putting something on my head or just doing like a slick back bun situation. I didn't really want to do that. So this is what we landed on and I'm trying it out. I don't know. It's kind of hard to like tie shit in my hair. I'm really a girl that doesn't know how to do shit with her hair.
What do you mean?
Something that, like I'm not really well versed in like hair and makeup. Like, I don't really know. There's only like so much that I know how to do.
Yeah. Well, you know the basics.
Yeah, like really the basics.
I had a question about when girls say that their hair is dirty.
Yeah.
I never understood what that means and what that looks like. Because I'm looking at your hair. I'm not thinking your hair is dirty.
It's not the bottom. It's the top.
Okay,
so. You can see the way that it lies. It's like it lies flat and it's extra, it's like oily.
Oh, that's so interesting.
It gets oily and then the hair starts to like stick together, but then also separate into like little hair clumps and chunks. But it's like you don't notice it because one, you don't look at that. And then two, like I don't let my hair get like super dirty. So right now it could have been fine. It's just more for me. Like I know it's dirty. And when I have like the top of my hair is like too greasy, it makes me feel like I'm not put together at all. Like no matter what I wear, no matter what I do, if my hair doesn't feel good and doesn't feel clean and it's kind of annoying me, then I don't feel good.
Mm. Okay. You know?
But
What are we talking about today?
Well, actually, I just wanted to mention right before this, I made a decision that I needed a snack, speaking of snack hour. And I don't know if you guys have heard about the dense bean salad that's like going viral right now, or I mean, it's not necessarily viral. I just feel like I'm seeing more and more people talk about it. And there's this one creator, I don't know her name, but she makes them in like her weekly, like meal prep thing. I don't know. Her name's like Violet something.
Okay.
I have her Substack. So yeah. Like I have her like little recipes. I'm subscribed to her like recipe thing. And anyways, last night when I made dinner, I was like, you know what? Let me just like whip together, even though it actually took kind of a little bit of time, a dense bean salad. You should Google that if you don't know what that means. Dense bean salad. It's like a lot of bean salad.
And it has
beans and chicken and veggies. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Real. We had it, like, we both shared a big bowl because I made, like, a big kind of meal prep thing and it's just in a big container in the fridge.
She made a lot of it. Like, if you have a family of five, that would be enough for all of you.
Yeah, for, like, 2 days you could eat out of that for, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And this one is kind of like a Mexican-inspired one, like, the flavors.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you've never made this before?
I've never made this one before.
I feel like you've made something similar, but it wasn't
this
good.
It was a different flavor. It was a different, like, because she all has, like, different types of combinations. And this one, it was supposed to be made with, like, enchilada sauce, which, like, I didn't have. So I just added, like, taco seasoning.
Oh, my God. Yo, I'm going to put a picture right here on the screen just so you can see the how she prepped it. I think I took a photo.
Yeah, you took a photo of, like, prepping it. The thing is, like, it doesn't look super, like, pretty or appetizing. Like when you just put it in the bowl now, like how we ate it, it looks like a lot of just chunky stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't look appetizing when you see it, but trust me, take a bite, you will finish the whole bowl.
It is,
I promise you.
So good. I wanted to like eat even more. And it's so like healthy and it has a lot of fiber and protein and good carbs and so good. It has avocado in there.
And you can eat it cold. So when you make it, obviously you got to make the chicken separately. Then you cut it in chunks. Can we put the recipe in the description? Honestly.
It's not my recipe. So you have to be subscribed to her Substack to have the recipe. Okay. So I can't really. I feel weird like sharing other people's recipes where it's like I have access to them because I'm subscribed and I pay money for it, but then I'll just share it on my own. Like I wouldn't really do that. But anyways, so I just wanted to give it a shout out to the dense bean salad. I will be making that on repeat for us because you make a lot and you just have it in the fridge and it's so good.
Yeah.
So look into that.
And when you make it, like you have to make a lot because you can't make just a little bit.
Because like, you're going to put like a whole can of black beans, a whole can of chickpeas. I put like a whole package of chicken thighs. So that's like five chicken thighs.
Next time we should double it.
Nah, that's enough.
Like two cans of beans.
That's too much. You know me, it's like I can't eat too much of the same thing.
Yo, one thing about Elia, she does not, like if she makes dinner, no matter how good it is, she might have it the next day for lunch. But I promise you, the day after, she's done with it.
Did I not just have the bean salad today?
No, that's different. That's something very light.
Yeah, it just really depends. Like sometimes I will really crave something, but then I won't want it the next day at all. So like you'll just have the leftovers.
I'm going to be honest. We talked about our topic for today, but I completely forgot what it is.
Well, so the thing is we kind of, I don't know if we ever touched on this on the episode, but I have this thing that I avoid often. in my life. And it's something that I know you guys are going to love me saying this. It's a department in my life that I am not quite mature in yet.
Ooh.
And that is confrontation. In general, in life, I feel like the older you get, the more you kind of dictate when confrontation happens and when you take part in it versus like when you're younger and you're a kid, confrontation comes to you, whether it's like your parents or like teachers.
That comes to you for sure.
Or like different things like that. You know, it's like it happens to you regardless.
Yeah.
But as an adult, is like because you decide when and who you hang out with and who you see and what problems in your life you deal with, confrontation is kind of the same thing too, where it's like you decide when you're going to like do the thing, except that it is true that other people can confront you also.
Yeah, yeah.
But
if you want to be, you know, a lot of the times, if you choose to be the bigger man or bigger woman, right?
The bigger person, yeah.
The bigger person, yes. You would have to confront someone.
Yeah.
And try to solve the thing, because confrontation doesn't always mean like we're gonna end a friendship or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just kind of like bring it up.
Yeah.
Like something is uneasy and the vibe is weird. We both know it.
Yeah, we're both aware.
But it's like, let's not talk about it. And it feels weird. And I'm not the biggest fan of that. But also sometimes, and we'll get to that later, it's okay to just let things go as well. And it all depends. What kind of person are you? Are you a person who needs closure?
Hmm.
Or are you a person who's just like, you know what? I'm over it. We moved past it. Now,
okay, what type of person are you?
I think I love closure. I love closure. Like, hey, this is what happened. And I want to explain to you why I said what I said or I did what I did.
Okay.
I want to, because one
you want to clear the air.
Yeah, because one thing I hate, because I believe that I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a bad person. I don't have any like. I don't want to ruin people's day. I don't do shit on purpose to like
hurt people.
Yeah, yeah. Hurt people. So, if someone received something that I had said in the past, and they receive it somehow in a negative light, and they think like, "Damn, you only said," that's not what I do.
Or maybe you did actually say something that even though maybe your intentions weren't to hurt someone, they really did. So it's not necessarily that like they receive it a certain way or they interpret it a certain way. It could be that you actually just said something that was hurtful.
But I'm usually pretty aware of that.
Yeah,
you know
true.
That.
That's true.
Like I'm like when I'm talking to someone, I'm very aware of like what I'm saying. There's never a time where I said something and then later when I go home, I'm just like, damn, that might have, I don't know. I can't
No,
really
but sometimes
say.
It's not even about what you, like saying something. Sometimes it could be that like, you didn't call someone when like they wanted you to, or like, I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
It was like their birthday and you forgot. And then...
Okay, or like, I see what you're saying.
It's like, it's also action-based. It can be that maybe you haven't talked to this friend in like a while, or it could be that like you left things unresolved. Like maybe they did something to you, but you also just kind of let it be. And you didn't really like, remember when we recorded the episode about forgiveness, and I talked how like forgiveness has to be an exchange of forgiveness. There was a lot of things that we talked about there. It was really layered, but like the point of that episode, and you should listen to it if you haven't yet, is
that was
like
a great episode.
For you didn't really need closure. Like I forgave that person on my side, but like you never actually had the confrontation or like the conversation to exchange the forgiveness.
Yeah, because I forgive people silently all the time.
Yeah, but it's like they don't know.
That doesn't.
So like,
I don't need them to know. I don't need them to know that I forgave them, because it's not for them. It's for me.
But it's like, did you forgive them or did you just move on?
I forgave them and moved on. Anyway, so if you want to know about it, this was one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, it was actually really good.
You should listen to the forgiveness episode right after this. But okay.
Yeah. So. No, I'm just saying, like, for me, the reason why I said it's a place in my life that I know for a fact. And I'm not like afraid or embarrassed to admit that it's something that I know I run away from in general. When there's something that someone did that maybe bothered me, or it could also be like nobody, I think it doesn't necessarily have to be a situation in which someone specifically did something to me.
Mm-hmm. So what could it be?
Sometimes it could be like, you know, on the podcast, we talked a lot about growing in separate ways from people. Mm-hmm. It's like you might be friends with someone for a while and then like you just realize over time that you just don't really see eye to eye anymore, or like the vibe just like doesn't align, or like it's possible for that to happen, outgrow the friendship. And it's not necessarily that you're better than the other person. That's just life.
That happens to me so many times. And guess what?
What?
We didn't call each other and be like, hey, we haven't talked in a year, so are we kind of moving on? Like, sometimes you just move on because you don't address it.
But like, people need closure. That's exactly what you just said, where it's like people can't just be
not
like,
everyone though.
Of course not everyone. But my thing is like, in general, out of courtesy, out of respect, and out of respect of your past friendship or your current friendship, like, you address the thing so you can truly get past it. Because if you just move on, it's still back there.
Now, are we moving on? I just want to, like, be clear so it's not confusing. Are we moving on because something happened and you guys went your separate ways? Or
no, you're still friends.
Or did you just, like, kind of stop talking and the friendship just faded away? When something fades away, I don't need closure and call them and be like, hey... Like, it just crossed my mind one day, damn, I haven't talked to this person in 2 years. Let me call them just to let them know that we're done. Or like, just to let them, that's unnecessary.
You think?
It's unnecessary. If I just happen to not talk to someone for a year, that doesn't even necessarily mean that obviously we faded away. But like, if I do want to reach out to them, it's just to catch up.
Yeah.
Hey, how you been? You know, it's been a while. Like, you know, you just talk to them. You're not just going to address the fact that you didn't talk for that long, because obviously they know.
They know. Yeah, that's true. But
and it's also not on purpose. You have your life real busy.
Okay, but what if you're still friends? So it's not necessarily a situation in which like you're friends and now you want to like move on from the friendship.
Okay.
Or it's like you still want to be friends.
Yeah, I have friends like that right now that I haven't talked to in a year, but I know that whether if I go back to Belgium or whatever country.
But it's not necessarily that you haven't talked. Maybe the issue is like they actually did something, or they're like doing something that you kind of like don't really like that they're doing.
Okay.
And you want to like confront them about it.
I don't do that. I kind of just like let them do what they do and kind of just take.
Yeah, but what if like they were a bad friend? What if like they did something where it's like, bro, like that wasn't cool that you did that?
that's different. But if they're just doing something that I don't agree with, I'm going to take my distance. I'm not just going to call them and be like, hey, so I see you doing this, or like, I see you posting this type of content. I don't agree with that. That's not my place.
See, for me, in friendships is like, if someone is like starting to do like something that I just don't really like align with, and I'm not even talking about from a perspective of like they're doing something and I am like judging them,
it
whatever.
Depends. It's also, it depends on the level of the friendship. If it's someone that you're actually close
with. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Someone that you're close with, and then that friend is like starting to like get into or like only talk about like something that is just like not like.
Oh, yeah, of course. Then I will. That's not even a confrontation. I'm just going to tell them this is my friend.
I mean, it kind of is a little bit. Like, what are you going to tell them? Because you have to find a moment to where you're like going to call them up and be like, you know, I've been wanting to talk to you about like. Like, I've been thinking about this, or I wanted to talk to you about this.
You know, that part right there about finding the moment, like, what's the right time to tell them?
Yeah.
That's also, to me, that's almost like a tier two of friendship. Like, you have the tier one that's like your brother or sister, like someone that you consider as close.
Okay.
Like, so I'm not necessarily going to find the right time to always, you know, to tell them what I think, right? So let's say I have one friend in mind, like, if he does something.
And this is a tier one friend.
Tier one. That's like the closest friend that you can have.
Okay.
I will call them and say, like, what are you doing? That's, or like, what's going on? I don't need to sugarcoat it, because this is someone that knows that I have their best, I have, how do you say it?
Their best interest?
Yes. So like, I'm not just calling them to, you know, be judging and or feel like I'm just watching everything they do. But if it's a friend that's like in a tier two, you kind of have to, like, we all have those friends that you kind of have to like tiptoe around, find the right time.
This is where I can't identify whether me feeling like I gotta like tiptoe and I gotta find the right time to like address something that maybe it's been on my mind, whether like specifically if they're like doing something that I'm just kind of like I don't agree with, or I'm kind of wondering like what are they thinking, like doing this, you know, because it's like as a friend, it's like I want to be able to like, you know, be like, if I see you as my friend doing something that is like different or it's like whatever, it's like I should as a friend be able to like talk to you about it, you know. As a friend, you're not only there to be like everything you do is amazing and I love it. Like if there's something you do that I'm just kind of like I want to like ask you about it and like talk about it, because I feel like maybe it's not the right choice, or like I want to understand what you're doing, that's normal.
And it goes the other way around for you too. You would expect that from your close friends.
Yeah,
that's my favorite thing. It's like when my friend calls me or like my friend tells me something that I'm doing that they kind of want to question me about it, I really appreciate that. I never get offended by it.
Yeah, no, I totally,
especially if I know that's like we're actually good friends. It's like there's nothing.
And of course there's a right way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's something that you're doing like in your life, you don't want somebody to come at you and question in a way that's like disrespectful, obviously.
True.
But my thing is like my hard time, like my difficulty with this type of confrontation is like, is it because they are like a tier two friend? Which like whatever that means. Or is it like actually that I'm not like comfortable enough with them, like maybe we're not good enough friends? Or is it that, like I actually just am like, I don't know if mature is the right word, like maybe I'm just not, I guess maybe mature enough to like sit, like have that conversation, like bring that up to someone in like a real authentic, not scared way. Because that's the thing, like I feel like sometimes there's certain conversations, there's certain things that like I want to talk to people about that like I talk to you about, and then you're like, babe, but it's like you just gotta like talk to them, you know, just like go do this, just talk to them and have like a little heart to heart and just tell them how you feel, you know, if you really want to still be friends with this person.
And most of the time
it'll but I always run out. Away
Most of the time, it'll always
turn out better, for the better.
Better, and your friends, you guys will get so much closer after that talk.
No, there's something about so much weight on my shoulders.
I know. There's something about just like being so open. Let's say you have a friend with Let's say you have a problem with a friend in your life, and you have a problem with something that they're doing.
Yeah.
A lot of people are scared to address it. And I understand why, because it's not easy. You don't want to, for one, you don't know how they're going to react. You don't want to ruin the friendship.
Yeah.
So a lot of people just kind of like play safe and always just have that thing in their mind while you just, you know, hang out, have fun. But you just want to, sometimes you just want a friend to be so close to you that you can just tell them anything, right?
Yeah.
But you got to understand that, I mean, I always say that you should always just go ahead and try to have that conversation. But
yeah.
And I'm not even the best at it myself. Like, I'm acting like I'm over here, like the friendship guru. I pick and choose who I choose to have that conversation with.
What I was going to say is that I think you, if anything, you kind of, I don't know if maybe it has something to do with like acceptance, and maybe you're just more accepting of like people doing things that you don't necessarily understand, and that's okay.
Definitely.
Versus with me, it's like when people that are like close to me and in my life do certain things in their own personal life, not to me directly, that I just find a little like I'm questioning. And it's also like I'm questioning like where it comes from. I'm questioning whether like the way it comes across on the outside is actually how they feel on the inside. It's like me questioning it. It's not out of place of judgment or like hating or anything. But it's like, if this is my friend and they're starting to like behave in a certain way or do a certain thing that is like surprising to me as their friend, like I know them, and then something comes up that's like surprising that they like are starting to do or say or behaving a certain way, I don't think it's like abnormal or like judgmental for me to like want to like address that. They don't have to do something to me for me to like wonder, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying.
Because I can see someone like listening to what I'm saying right now and thinking like Allie is just like so judgmental and judging all of her friends. But I think like we've gotten to this like point in like society where we see like basic inquiry and like basic curiosity and questioning someone else's behavior or what someone else is doing as judgment and like negative.
No, it's not that. And if anything, it comes from a good place.
Yeah, if anything, it's like if I have a friend that like I know they think in a certain way or they are in a certain way, and then one day or like whatever, they like say something or like make this big statement that is completely like out of line with like past themselves, like the past version of themselves that I knew. As a friend, I'm gonna be like, where is this coming from? Or like, let's talk about this more. Like, I don't know. I just feel like that's what I want to do with friendships. I don't want to just like be like, okay, so I guess this is like what they want now. Like, that's not satisfying to me.
No,
I'm not fulfilled in that friendship if like I feel like I can't ask you about that.
I feel the same way. And I think with any friendship, I mean, that's like the ultimate level of friendship you want to get to.
Yeah.
It feels so good to just have a friend that you can just call, FaceTime, talk about whatever. If you want to hang up, say, all right, I got to go. Boom. Bye. Yeah. Like, I hate tiptoeing. I hate thinking about, is this going to, how can I say this? Or I feel like everybody wants that. But also, not everyone is comfortable. Maybe not everyone even wants that, to be honest. Like, maybe some people are just like, yo, we're friends, we're cool, but I'm going to do my own thing. And we're just going
to
hang out.
I don't need you to question or like ask me about this.
Yeah. And that could be a completely different perspective. It's just like, sometimes I think about, that's why I don't question everything, because it's like,
it's just in my nature though.
I think for me with friendships, the reason why I don't always question their actions is because, one, they're grown, so they make their own decisions and they do what they want, right?
True.
And two is that, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. Let's say I have a friend and they start to, you know, do drugs, right?
Damn, okay.
I don't condone, and I will address them. I will say...
Address that.
Yeah, behavior. Address that behavior and say, like, you know, what's going on? What are you doing? Because that's not a good place to be in, and that's not a road you want to go down in.
Down on.
Down on, yeah. So, but if it's something small, like, I just understand that we're all different individuals. We all have different brains. And anything that I do, I don't expect my friends to also just, like, agree with. You know, we can still be friends and disagree on things. Just because I don't disagree don't mean that I'm going to view you differently. You just do what you're into that right now. As long as it's not bad. If it's something just different that doesn't hurt anybody, that doesn't hurt you or your family or my family or anybody else, I really don't even care what it is. You do you. I may not even question you. But if it's something bad, then I'm going to say.
Yeah. I'm not even talking about that. There's a difference between like something directly like hurting someone or themselves that they're doing versus like there's that's a clear like.
Yeah.
It's not even about upsetting you or not. Like if you're doing something that's like hurting you or if you're doing something that's hurting someone else, I'm going to address that.
Yeah.
It's more like other things. I get what you're saying and I agree. It's like we're all grown.
It's like life decisions. Like they decide, you know, I want to do this and this is how I want to live my life. And let's say you disagree with that.
It's not so much what do you do then? For me, for one thing, it's when it's like sort of a switch up where it's like, it's also just like, I love talking clearly and I love talking about things. Yeah. I love
same.
When someone makes a statement about something that they're into.
You love to question it. You love to get into it. Like, okay, so like why? Or like where is that example, from? Or like, where did you guys meet?
For example, it's not even about like someone else, it's about me, right? When me, you, and our friends, Lauren and Drew, were hanging out one time. And I think we were talking about kids. And we were talking about like raising kids in New York.
Yeah.
And I think we were like going back and forth on like why we feel like whether or not it would be like, how much harder would it be to raise kids in the city or like in Brooklyn or like whatever, but in New York versus, you know, somewhere where you can be like in a suburb or like a city that's like more chill, you know? And then I think I said something like, I made like a statement and I just basically said like, I feel like I could raise my kids in New York City. Like I can see that working out and like being fine because like I grew up in Bucharest, dense, big capital city. And my parents raised us there. So it wasn't that, it's not that crazy to me. So when I said that, our friend Drew.
Shout out to Drew, man.
Shout out to Drew. He made another bold statement towards me. And he was like, he said something along, I don't remember exactly, but he said something along the lines of like, I don't see that. Like, I don't see that for you. I don't think you could do it.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You know, and it was so like assertive in a way that like I liked. And I was like, okay, let's talk about it. Like, let's get into it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like the type of like, it's okay to disagree. Clearly we did about that. Cause they also like talked about how they feel. And then we talk about how like we are thinking about, you know, our future, like and how much we love the city and how we could make it work. And you know, it's like two different perspectives and ways of looking at kind of the same idea and issue. And then it's like, you can have your opinion and I can have mine. And like, you might even put your opinion on me and how he said, he was like, yeah, I don't know if I can like see that for you. Like, I don't know if that would work out for you, you know, which in a way for a second, I was like, damn, like, okay.
Yo, just so you know, Alia loves this type of shit.
No, but I love this type of shit because it shows me that in that moment, Drew, if you're listening to this, shout out to you again. It showed me in that moment that he felt comfortable enough that he could just say what he really thought, with knowing that I won't get upset.
Yeah.
And knowing that I would be cool about just like, let's just talk about it.
Yeah. But you have to know, because, you know, not everyone is like that.
But that's what I'm saying, where it's like, I crave this level of like comfortableness
boldness.
And just like just openness.
Yeah. No,
and just
same.
Being able to, like, you know, it's like the way he said it kind of took me back, because he normally doesn't like say things like that. And he just was like, yeah, you know, I don't know if I see that. And for a second, I was like, damn, okay. But then I was like, but let's talk about it. Like, let's get into it. And it's about keeping it respectful without like getting into that judgmental zone or whatever, and just having a conversation about it. And that's what I'm saying. That's the perfect example of like something that I am like making a decision or thinking about doing in my future, and someone giving their opinion on my life.
Yeah.
Or on my decision. And I feel like there's certain things or certain people in my life that maybe have made similar statements about their future or like their life. And then sometimes I'm just like, I want to like say something, or I want to like dig deeper, not to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
Of course not. Everybody, as you said, everybody's grown. Everybody does what they want to do. But I just want to talk about it. I just want to understand it more, because I feel like if anything, I get really in my head about certain things. And I feel like I just want to talk to my friend. I just want to like really hear them out and like see what they're thinking.
And also the reason why I also just love and appreciate friendships like that is because you learn from one another.
Yeah.
You know, like they might say something, and then, you know, we all have different perspectives. So then they might say something about an idea that they have in their mind, or however they want to live their life. And you might have never even thought about that it's even possible or whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I think being open and sharing things with friends, especially, that's just like my favorite kind of friendships, you know. And you also too, you can't expect a friendship to just get there from the beginning.
That's true.
You know, it takes time. It takes hanging out more, because not everybody gets comfortable right away. Just because
I think I'm too comfortable. I get so comfortable so fast. Just about everyone.
I get comfortable really fast.
Yeah.
But I don't expect that from the other person. And I just, like, as I'm talking, I'm like, okay, cool. We can't get there yet. And it's fine. But every time,
But have you ever felt like, you can't tell me you've never felt like a little, not disappointed, but a little like, damn, I wish I could, like, tell this person.
I have that.
What I'm thinking.
I have friends like that. But I just know that.
It's got to feel right. There's a reason why you feel like you can't really say something.
Yeah, because I would love to. And I would love, like, there's nothing that a friend of mine could tell me about my life that I wouldn't appreciate.
Mm.
Because think about it this way. The fact that they bring it up means that they care that much to get there, to know about that thing.
Yeah.
It's not to judge it. It's not to know your business. But it's just like,
I really think it depends like how it comes, how it gets delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking of, I mean, just like confrontation, I think that is not something that if you can get to a situation to, let's say your friend does something, I always just think conversation, communication, all those things are just good. It's never bad. Like, it'll never, if you have a conversation about a situation that happened, most of the time, you end up on the other side in a much better place.
It's just, for me, I feel like it's sometimes in order to like confront someone about something that you've been like thinking about, or maybe it could just be about like your friendship. Maybe it could just be like, you know, I really like value as a friend, and mm-hmm. I feel like I want us to like be closer, or like saying different things like that.
Weird though to say that? I want us to be closer. Like if you...
Or no, not I want us to be closer. Maybe it could be like, I can sense that you're like holding back.
No, but even that, it's even worse, because it's like...
Why?
No, because it's like when you have to let a friendship do its thing. And the reason why you would say, I can sense that we can be closer, or like, I can sense that you're holding back, you're putting pressure on them, because they have the freedom to be like, if I feel comfortable enough to open up to Alia, I will do so. So now Alia comes up to me and say, I feel like we can be closer. You're kind of putting pressure on that friend
to be closer
to you, who she may not be as comfortable yet. So now she's like, now it's going to be a thing like, okay, now I got to be closer to her because she wants us to just let it happen. And my perspective on this, and it's the last thing I will say about this, right, is lead by example. Me, if I feel like I want to get closer to someone, I'll just open up myself. I don't care if you don't open up right away. The more you open up, they're going to be like, damn, he just told me some shit about his past, some dark times in his life or whatever.
I get what you're saying.
And the more you share it,
the more they might potentially match your energy.
They're going to be like, damn, okay, like he's... Sometimes you got to show them that you're comfortable.
But I feel like I do that and nothing happens. And I'm just like, then maybe that's just how it is.
No, I don't know. I mean, do you really do that or do you ask them? Yeah, tell me more about that. Like, how much more do you tell them about things?
Well, I mean, also, like, I'm not just going to talk about myself. Well, see, like, someone has to ask you questions. I'm not going to just, like, talk about myself.
No, but see, that's the exact thing that I would do. If I want to get specifically close to someone or if I feel like we can get there, I will volunteer just information and just because you're just having a conversation. You're telling stories. Depending how deep you go, that's up to you. But I will go deep into some shit because I don't have a problem with that. I don't care.
I do be just asking people questions.
Exactly. See, that's the thing.
Because I feel like I not necessarily that I do it to show something, but in general, like when you're cultivating a friendship, I feel like I have to. Like, it's good to show that you're interested in the other person's life.
Babe, I 100% get you, but I do the literally opposite. I open up myself, and then if they ask me questions about some shit that I'm telling them, I'll tell them. And then they're going to be like, oh, shit, okay, well, he told me all this stuff. Now I feel comfortable because, one, I know them more. I know that they're comfortable getting there.
I hear what you're saying.
But if you've never opened up yourself and you just asked them questions, so what happened to your mom when she was...
I'm an open book. I am. But I'm not going to just like offer information about myself, constantly talk about myself.
I mean, I'm just saying that's something that...
Because I also think that's not a good look when it's like you talk about yourself too much.
But I don't mean it like that. I mean it if we're just talking and you just share your life. I'm not saying... It's different telling... What happened to you in your life and the things that you've gone through, then talking to yourself and be like, oh yeah, you know, I just did a photo shoot with Nike and then they flew me out to Japan and then that's different.
I'm not even talking about that, but what I'm saying
Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but I think the way you explain it is like how do you actually apply that without it being that you're just like somebody's gotta ask you something. Or like it has to come up for you to talk about yourself. You're not gonna just like talk about yourself and open up yourself. It's like someone has to like ask you about something to get there.
But what I'm saying is that I'm not gonna talk about myself for hours, right?
It's just like the way you're saying it is like no. I'm not gonna ask them no questions.
No, but I'm just saying I think it's not the right approach to ask someone question and then be like, damn, they don't open up to me. I think you open up yourself and then they'll see that you can get there and then they'll open up as well. But by asking questions without actually...
I mean, it's not all you do is ask questions. But what I'm saying is like, if they don't really seem like they're like... I think we're talking in circles. It's just like it's a fine balance. In most of my friendships in general, and I don't even need to know you that well, I'm an open book. I'll talk about whatever. But I'm not going to just bring up random shit in my past life or like what I've been through just to show you that I'm like open up so you open up too. I'm just going to like my normal way of like getting to know someone and showing them that I'm like interested in like being friends with them or whatever. It's usually like showing interest in their life.
Okay.
It's See, like
I'll tell you some shit about my life because everybody's interested in everybody else's lives.
But I also think everybody loves talking about themselves. So it's like when someone shows interest in your life, like I've even felt that when someone was asking me a bunch of questions about random shit that I wasn't even thinking anyone would be interested in getting to know about, like my grandparents or mm-hmm. like something, I don't know, random, right? And it just goes back to back to back and they keep like inquiring into my life. It signals to me that it's like, they, not to make it sound like weird, but it's like they want to be friends. It's like they really like they want to like get to like know me better, and then like I'll open up and I'll answer all the questions.
Yeah. I mean, those are two. Let us know what you guys do, all right? I get that. And I'm not saying that when I meet someone and if I feel like we can get close, I'm just telling my whole life story. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying it's just a different perspective. You can ask questions and, you know, see where it goes, or you can just open up yourself. And that's what I mean by leading by example. And then they're going to be like,
exactly,
wow,
what you mean.
This guy's chill. Like, he don't care to go there versus... You get in the question, now you're just like, wait, I don't know if I want to tell them that yet.
No, but I'd never do that. Mm. But what I'm saying is, like, in general, when I'm talking to someone, my idea is like, I automatically am open. So I'm not even thinking about like, how open am I going
to
be?
Yeah, I know, but you being open, is you saying that to us right now, that person that you just meeting doesn't know that you're open.
I think you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's just the way you were, because also something that I am always like kind of watching out for is like, I don't want to talk about myself too much. That's something that is a bad look, especially when you meet someone new and then you're like kind of maybe talking for the first time, or maybe this is the second time you're meeting. And
I mean,
it's
you got to
like,
read
I
the
really
room. You
got to
be aware.
I know, but like sometimes it's like, sometimes it can go a little bit too far where you're like talking about yourself too much.
It's always so awkward when like I've met people like that when they talked about themselves for a long time and you haven't even said a word for like 15 minutes.
Or the other way around, when like sometimes I realize that it's like, I've been talking for too long.
Yeah.
And then you have to be like, and sometimes I even say, I'm like, damn, sorry, I've been talking for hella long. Like, you say something.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Anyways, let us know what you guys think about just conversation in general. I feel like we touched on a lot of different like sides of the topic, and in general, like, it doesn't, I feel like when you hear the word confrontation, it sounds like I'm about to confront you about like some shit you did.
Yeah,
sometimes it's not like that. And I feel like more of what we talked about is like actually not necessarily that someone did something to you, but yeah,
I wonder what other, like, how other people view it about the whole, how do you gauge how close you can get to someone.
Yeah.
If you wanna, because, you know, people wanna be close to others. That's like, I feel like everybody who's listening to this either wants that but doesn't have it, or wants it.
But you also said not everybody wants that at the same time. You said not everybody wants to like have friends that are that close, or like that they want friends that they like open up to that level.
I did say that earlier, but as we were talking, I'm like, that's a nice thing to have. Just to have someone that you feel close to? Like, who wouldn't want that?
I don't know why. Like, for me, it's like...
You feel like some people...
This might sound crazy, but it's like everybody that I know in my life that I'm friends with, I want to be at that level.
I mean, yeah.
Like, I want to be able to just like... These are the people that are in my life and like they, you know, they like care for me and I care for them and we vibe and we're cool and like we're all different and we might disagree, but it's like I want to be able to like be open and be close and just chill and just talk, yeah. You know? But maybe, I don't know, like I just want that. Like, most of the people in my life that I know, it's like there isn't one person that I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to open up to them that much. It's like, no.
Yeah, me too.
Because then... I'm not friends with you. I'm not really, you know what I'm saying?
But
why would I be friends with someone if I'm not trying to get to that level?
I think there's people who I'm not trying to get to that level with. There's people I know in my life.
That you know.
That maybe I play basketball with.
Hey, but those are not like friends.
Just like, okay.
Those are just people that you know.
Yeah.
There's people that you know.
That's my problem. I'd be calling everybody my friend.
That's what I'm saying. There's people that you know that you're cool with and they're fine and they're chill, but like I'm not trying to really like get there like that. But then there's like my friends that
I would,
you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, exactly.
But I would say that those are like my favorite type of relationships where when you can meet up with someone or like just go grab coffee or pizza, for example, and just like talk about life shit,
yeah,
like deep. Those are like my favorite type of conversations. But then sometimes it just doesn't work with everyone.
That's true.
Some people are just more private. Some people are more reserved. Like, yo, I'm kind of like I'm a private person. There's such thing as a private person.
Yeah, but then
you guys can you be friends with a private person?
I can't. Clearly. And again, it's
you
like,
can't?
You don't have to change. They don't have to change. It's like, if that's who they are, that's cool.
You can't be friends with a private person? someone who just doesn't really, you don't know
anything. Because like for me to like be like really like have a like a good friendship with someone, it's like I want to be able to like just like get into
like,
it.
Like find out, so why are you so private?
Yeah, it's like, so why don't you want to just like,
no, I get it. I get it.
You know?
It's not
ideal. I'm not surface level. I'm not, and not to be like, oh my God, I'm not surface level, but it's like I crave like depth and I want to be able to just like dissect and like, and I want to be able to like question from a caring place. I want to be able to like, if you do something or if you're like taking part in something or if you're behaving in a certain way and like you're my friend, I want to be able to like ask you about this thing.
Yeah.
With you knowing that I'm asking you from a place of friendship and from a place of care and curiosity.
Yeah. No, those are definitely the best friendships to have.
You know? Anyways, guys, let us know what you think below. We talked a lot about a lot of different things.
Yeah.
I
think we're going to head over to Patreon and we're going to talk about...
What are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about...
You know what we're talking about.
We're talking about is... No, is discipline the thief of joy?
Is it? Yes or no? I think 100%.
What?
But we're going to get... I'll get into it.
I don't. Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about it on Patreon. So go over there. It's all linked down below. If you haven't checked it out yet, you definitely should. You can like get little previews of each episode. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Shot, if you're a new subscriber here, welcome. This is the What's the Juice podcast with Alia and Yoni. We have a Patreon every weekend. Bonus episodes.
Two different tiers. You can get 2 episodes a month or 4 episodes a month.
Sign up. You can sign up for free to see what it's going, you know, what's going on, and then decide to like level up. You can level up twice. You can level up to a first tier or second tier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it, guys.
Hope you enjoyed today's episode. I was gonna say, if you haven't like ranked the podcast on like Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the pod, please do
rank it 5 stars. And then on YouTube, like, don't be a watcher and not subscribe. Okay, I know you're listening even you're watching this. Honestly, I know you're not subscribed.
I've done that before and I realized, damn, I wasn't even subscribed to this. Subscribe.
You know what? I'm very late to the subscribe game.
Yeah.
Like, I used to watch videos for years and not subscribe. But it's
because YouTube just gives you the same videos that you like maybe watch from a creator as if you're subscribed to them.
Yeah, no. But interesting. Sometimes, I remember it was a few years ago, I was just like, let me subscribe to all my favorite people.
Yeah, that you already watch. You just
that I already
subscribe.
Watch for years. So it's very easy to not subscribe. And I'm sure we have a few of those. Listen, we love you all. Subscribe, hit that button so we can get on to season 4, season 5, 6, 7. Yeah.
That just made me tired.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, we're on our way. Gotta go to the bathroom. So okay. Love you guys.
Bye.
Talk See later.
Bye. Yeah.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.